There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Only one third of us would recommend the bank we use here to our family or our friends. We are joined now by Amberine Musa, who's the founder and CEO of SukhoMal.com. That's the company, the financial comparison website, behind this new bank satisfaction survey. Amberine, it's lovely to have you back.
Good morning.
Starting immediately with the headline, if we turn that around, two-thirds of us, 67% to be precise, would not recommend our bank to the people we care about. That sounds really worrying to me.
Well, it's very interesting. And the basis of the survey, we surveyed around 7,000 people. And the basis of the survey is based on the Net Promoter Score, which is a framework that is used around the world. Many big companies use it to actually gauge customer sentiment and customer satisfaction. And you're absolutely right. We're still extremely low on a scale. However, it's still a 7% up from last year. So positive news. We've got a long way to go, but it is positive news.
Bad, but not as bad as it has been.
Absolutely. And the year before it was 17%.
Okay, couple of questions for you. Are we really that unsatisfied, or do we just like to moan when we're filling in a survey?
I think you'll find that it's only when people are grumpy that they talk about it. But this survey wasn't done through people who've had recent experience. It was really out there saying, you know, would you recommend your bank to your friends and family? So I think it's quite very, very close to reality at 32%. Now, there are some grudges around customer service, about the time to get the documents. It's a very, very competitive market. And I think all of us as well, coming from different places, have different aspects of what service is like.
If we don't like our bank to the point that two-thirds of us, the majority of us, wouldn't recommend it to anybody, why don't we move? Why don't we see a lot more bank churn?
Funny enough, if you look at customers, they'll tell you it's so hard to move the bank. And if I move to another one anyway, it's going to be the same thing. That's what we've heard a lot.
Which is my secret conspiracy theory, that everybody sits down and says, we're just all going to stay the same in our customer service, just about average, and then no one will go anywhere else. I realise that's not actually happening. There's no bordering that's going on, but I've secretly thought that for years.
I think there's a difference between perception and actual reality. I think the perception is very much out there saying, you know what, if I move, because until you move, you don't know. But the perception is, if I move, it's going to be the same. So why bother? And it takes me so long to move. I'm not even going to worry about it. The statistics that says that it's actually the chances of you getting divorced is higher than changing your bank account. That's I think it was in the UK quite a while ago.
That's the thing, isn't it? A divorce is probably a must-take decision where, you know, do you want to bother with the shag of going through the paperwork of closing one, opening another, and the rest of it? And, it is easier just to stick where you are. And, of course, you know, with traffic and people working long hours, it's much harder to do. Now, a survey a few weeks ago by the UAE Bank Federation suggested that around three quarters of respondents would recommend their bank to a family or friend. Almost the opposite of the reaction to yours. Your survey puts that figure at around a third. I mean, why the big difference between the UAE Banks Federation and yours? What do you see as being the big differences?
I wouldn't know really what the actual basis of the survey was. But I think it depends on the questions that were asked. I'll explain to you the framework that we use.
It's a straightforward question. You know, would you recommend your bank to your family and friends? That was the question.
I'm not aware of the actual question, the answer, but the way we do it is on a scale of 0 to 10. So it's not a yes or no answer for us.
Right.
So what it is the Net Promoter Score, which is a framework. You say from 0 to 10, how are you likely to recommend? Now, when we talk about who are going to be recommending, we take the 9s and 10s because they are the promoters of the company. They would actually go out there and talk about you and say, I would recommend that you go with bank A and B. The others would actually say, you know what, not really bothered. But if it's a yes or no, then anybody probably around 5 or 6 out of 10 would still say a yes, because if you really push me, okay, I probably will.
Yeah. And I'm guessing also that the business of the UAE Banks Federation is to make UAE banks look pretty good. They said that in that survey, 93% of retail banking customers indicated they were satisfied with the performance of their bank. So apart from those that would recommend friends to come to their bank, what was the general level of satisfaction? How many people said, I am satisfied with my bank?
So we didn't ask that question, okay. But if you look at numbers, however, I do some numbers around 0 to 6. So 0 to 6, so people who are detractors saying, absolutely not. is 47%. But people who were kind of generally satisfied, which is 7 to 8, was around 21%, and the 9 to 10s were 32. So it's around 53% were okay-ish, yeah, in a certain way, with 32 out of that really going out there to promote their bank.
What are our banks not getting then, Amberine? What would you like to see happen?
Look, I see there's a couple of things, right? The first one is the banks here are based on a very heavy legacy system. So to make changes is not as easy as we think. And it's an extremely competitive market. I mean, you've got over 50 banks for quite a small population. So the competitiveness gets you to become very innovative, but at the same time, prices are... It's a bit of a price war between the different banks of profitability.
Amberine, I know you're very concerned about people's debt levels and how people cope with debt. I know it's something you look at very closely. How much do you think the debt handcuffs keeping people with their financial institution is a factor in not changing?
So there's a couple of things on that. One is a lot of finance out there is based on salary transfer in this country. Mm. And that actually does, which I was going to mention earlier on, that actually does keep you with a bank, whether you like it or not. Because once you've got a mortgage, once sometimes you've got a car loan, you need salary transfer. Around 50% of the products on sukalmal.com are salary transfer products. Yeah. So the moment you get your salary out, either your rates go up or you can actually have this finance and you've got to pay it off early. So that locks you in very much to your different banks. Number two is indebtedness is a huge issue in this country. And one of the highest read blog article is about how do I repay my debt.
Listen, it's lovely to have you back in the studio as always, Amberine Moussa, founder and CEO of Sukalmal. Thanks very much indeed for bringing in the results of your bank satisfaction survey. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.